Joe, you don't want me to go on the Verbound? You're not going to give us an update, huh?
No update required. That was just to prevent an overflow. And then I'm ready for the quick changes in the lunar surface checklist when you are.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Okay, begin by putting the demand reg Bravo to cabin position and leave the demand reg Alpha in the cabin position where it now is. And I'll continue on with the changes in the checklist here, page 5-6. Left-hand side, where it reads, configure ETB, the fourth line down that starts out 4 B and W mags, they should read Hotel India, Juliet, and Romeo. In LCG compartment. Then going up to the right hand side under Stow and ETB, change the line 1 B&W Mag Romeo to read 1 B&W Mag Kilo. Over.
Okay, Joe, I changed the mags in the empty from Kilo to Romeo and the mag in Stow from Romeo to Kilo.
Okay, that sounds like the thing to do. And a note on your demand regulators. We're showing that demand regulator Alpha is has good integrity, and we're now in the process of checking demand regulator Bravo. I've got a couple of fairly quick questions here when you're ready for those.
Okay, Joe, go ahead with your questions, and integrity is certainly what we need around here, right?
Okay. Jack, a question for you to begin with. Is your gold visor sticking halfway down? Apparently, that's based on a discussion earlier. Over.
Yeah, apparently his visor is sticking. Which one? The gold visor? No, he said his sunshade is sticking halfway down, but gold visor's not.
Okay, that answers the question. We couldn't tell from the TV whether it was the visor or the sunshade. That's fine. We also heard some discussion about possible wear in the seats of the suits when you were dusting each other off. We want to know if you could see any hint of the aluminum layers showing through in the suits. Over.
No, Joe, not to worry. It's just a few scars on a Plitz thermal blanket in back where you probably rub the seat when you get in. Nothing on the suit.
Okay, Gino. Now, two real quick geology questions that'll help us do the plan for your EBA tomorrow. The first one has to do with Station 4, and you called out some material on the rim there, the crater at Station 4, which looked like bedded spatter. And we're wondering if that resembled things that you'd seen in Hawaii. Over.
Hey, Joe, I think they misheard. I think I may have said shattered. And you might have said thought spattered. No, I didn't. Neither one of us intended to leave that impression. The rock, the big rock we sampled was looked like shattered, intensely shattered gabbro, such as we've had around the limb. The rocks, probably more significantly, that Jeep, one of which Jeep picked up, with a fine-grained vesicular basalt, coarsely vesicular basalt. And we didn't have it time to really examine the interrelationships of those rock types there, but those were the two fragment types we saw.
Okay, Jack, that's quite clear to us. Now, also a question about Station 4.
Joe.
Okay, go ahead.
The bottom of that crater now had material that was extremely disorganized in its aspect, and really we didn't have time to examine it in detail in order to decide why it was disorganized. It did not necessarily look like the boulder that we sampled at the rim.
Okay, Jack, I understand that. Question about the boulder you sampled at the rim. Would you compare the basalt in this boulder to which you may call a gabbro, I'm not sure, in any case a basalt, to samples which you collected at Camelot and at Alsat. Over.
So my impression was that they were the same rock types.
Okay, that's our impression too. Thank you. That's it for us on the questions. And for information, we're showing your cabin pressure is holding fairly steady even with both those demand regs on.
Okay, keep watching at 4, so would you let us know? I expect one of them probably leaking pretty slow.
Yeah, no no worry about that, Gene. We're looking at it real close.
How's America looking to you?
It is just as clean as a whistle.
It may not be when we get back there, judging from the looks of us. That's good to hear, though. It's a good bird. So is this one. So is there you got any more debriefing questions?
Negative, Jack, and we're interested that you move right along so we can get you turned in there and get some rest.
We're moving. We're eating now, and we're feeling the same way, I think.
Troops, enjoy your meal there, and at your convenience, you can go ahead with the feed water recharge. We want you to hold off on the oxygen recharge until we watch these regs for about another 10 minutes. And give us a mark if you do start the water recharge, please. Over.
Okay.
And if there are any ways we can cut corners on the time here, it would be helping us because we're still looking at at being down a couple of hours nearly.
Okay, Joe, we're working in as fast as we can. Best place in the world to make it up is tomorrow night.
Right, Gino, and we're going to pick up a good one shortly because we're coming up to a pad in the timeline. So as long as we don't waste too much time, we're doing pretty well.
Okay, be assured we're not. There's just a certain amount of housekeeping we have to do. Very seriously, day after tomorrow is a very short day, and I think we ought to look at making up any time. I'm a whole faster on sleep periods, but tomorrow is the one that I think is flexible.
Roger, we hear you.
Hey, Joe, this is Jack. We're eating here. Won't be too long at it, but if you've got any significant news or anything, why don't you give it to us?
Jack, I don't know if it's significant news, but at least I know you'll be interested. Both your demand regs look good now. We show no evidence of leak there, and it may have been that just recycling them, reseeding them, and solved whatever problem we had. You can go ahead with the O2 recharge on the FLIS and the water recharge at your convenience. And let me pull the room here for other news items. Over.
Hey, Joe, we're charging an O2 charge of the CDR split. 10 minutes.
Okay. Challenger, this is Houston.
Right, Joe.
Roger, this is a news report to eat by. I'll combine an orbital science report with a sports report, an unusual combination here. Start out with a sports report on Monday Night Football, which you may not have heard yet. Joe Namath tried mightily to lead the New York Jets into the American Football League playoffs, but the Oakland Raiders grounded the Jets in a fourth quarter 24-16 blitz. Namath passed for more than 400 yards, but in spite of it, New York scored only one touchdown. Moving along to the successes of Captain America, I'll run down different items in the sim bay here, beginning with the UV spectrometer. In general, the data's been excellent. We're getting indications that the hydrogen atmosphere of the moon is much less than expected. In fact, I don't think we're detecting any, but rather setting a limit on the amount of hydrogen around the moon. There was an Araby launch, or an attempt at an Araby launch from White Sands on Monday to calibrate solar UV radiation, but this launch failed because an instrument viewing port in the rocket failed to open. A second launch, was scheduled, I think, for today, and I don't know whether that was successful or not. I guess it'll be launched later today. The infrared scanning radiometer is performing beautifully. Indications are that subsolar point surface temperatures are higher than we've detected from our Earth-based observations before. We're seeing many thermal anomalies, particularly in Procellarum and in the Procellarum area west of Copernicus. And we're seeing also a few unusual cold spots, which apparently are indicating areas of very fine soil with a few or no blocks in and on the soil. The lunar sounder data is beautiful, and the power monitor signals we find correlate with the surface features. And HF data indicates to us that we are detecting a variety of layers in the mare areas.